From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russians return accusations aimed at U.S. A top Russian diplomat has criticized the U.S. of creating unprecedented anti-Russian hysteria when it publicly accused Russia of launching a series of cyber attacks that were aimed at undermining the upcoming U.S. elections. On the Russian ministry website, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov said that the supercharging of emotions about Russian hackers is being used in the pre-election fight. The current administration taking part in this fight is not averse to dirty methods. Late Friday, the U.S. administration stopped short of calling Russia's intrusions an act of cyber war, but said that it's confident Russia directed the hacks of the Democratic National Committee in July, leaking thousands of emails that embarrassed the party in the days leading up to its national convention. Russia warns of serious legal consequences arising from U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry's comment that Moscow and Damascus should be investigated for war crimes as a result of their airstrikes on civilian targets in Syria.
Russia and the regime owe the world more than an explanation about why they keep hitting hospitals and medical facilities and children and women.
At the State Department, U.S. officials sought to play down Mr. Kerry's remark as nothing new. The secretary used similar terms at the United Nations last month when he denounced Russian and Syrian aerial bombings of hospitals and children as flagrant violations of international law. The Philippines has announced it has officially informed the United States that joint patrols in the South China Sea had been suspended following orders from President Rodrigo Duterte. Longtime allies, the two countries began planning joint patrols under a previous Philippine government. This is VOA News. Bangladeshi forces killed four suspected Islamist extremists during raids near the capital of Dhaka today. Part of the latest clashes in the country's ongoing crackdown on militants, police have conducted a series of raids on suspected militant hideouts since extremists stormed a Dhaka cafe in July and slaughtered 22 mostly foreign hostages. In this week's address, President Obama highlighted wage growth over the course of his presidency. Since taking office, Mr. Obama states that the U.S. economy has created over 15 million new jobs. Significant wage increases have been a hallmark, he says, of his time in office.
Between 1980 and 2007, real wages barely grew each year. But because the policies we've put in place are working, working families are finally seeing their wages and incomes rise too. Since 2012, wages have grown around 20 times faster than they did over the almost three decades between 1980 and 2007.
He also suggested that the burgeoning U.S. economy has done much to lift people out of poverty.
We lifted 3.5 million people out of poverty, the largest one-year drop in the poverty rate since 1968.
Much of the success, he says, is also attributed to those states and the District of Columbia that have raised the minimum wage.
And states that have raised their minimum wage have seen stronger earnings growth in low-wage jobs compared to states that have not.
The president also challenged the Republican-led Congress to put politics aside and act on common-sense ideas that will be good for everyone. The sound of Hurricane Matthew hitting Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, a few hours ago, with video showing portions of the downtown area under as much as a foot of water. Hurricane Matthew is moving northward just off the eastern U.S. coast, causing mass evacuations from Florida to North Carolina. The storm has maximum sustained winds of 165 kilometers per hour. In the meantime, new information tells us the storm killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of people homeless. VOA's Jim Randall reports.
Matthew hit Haiti hard, wrecking houses, toppling trees. Survivors are now trying to dry out. The International Monetary Fund and other organizations are mobilizing to rebuild, according to Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
We shall certainly do whatever we can to help.
Rebuilding is difficult because Haiti has not fully recovered from the 2010 earthquake, according to World Bank President Jim Yong Kim.
Our staff on the ground are already working with the Ministry of Public Works to begin restoring access to the hardest hit areas.
Jim Randall, VOA News, Washington.
And the International Red Cross has announced an emergency appeal for $6.9 billion. Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.